Blog Talk Radio.
The defendant for sentencing.
Come on, Spot. Listen, Spot, go on here and you act like a man. Okay? Man, you can get along if you just act like a man. I'd have hurt the man. Are you going down this time, boy? You going to leave her sister alone. She don't want you, boy. You ain't got nothing to do with her. And that girl's a working class woman. She don't want no hooligan, boy. You ain't doing nothing with yourself. That's why you ain't caught. So what you looking over trying to get a crack on? Hey, baby, how you doing? You know? You going down this time, boy. This is the fourth time you done been in here for robbing old ladies' purses. Yeah, a young punk ought to be ashamed of yourself. And have some respect, boy, and take off your hat up in the guard room. Boy, I said take off your dilly-dally up in the card room. But did I not say take off your dilly-dally, boy? Huh? Yeah, that's right. What you want? You drinking you a 40, and then you go around and you disrespect old people. Well, you ain't getting away with it this time, young punk. You going down today, boy. This boy going down today, boy. He gonna go down to the ground, to the ground, to the ground, down today, boy. Come on, y'all, chew your thang, guy.
Unfortunately, due to a misspelling in the search warrant, we have to let you go. But you better behave yourself. Next.
Hold on. You behave yourself. Now,
man, forget all that. I got to go. Peace.
Hey, hold on there, you young hula.
What's up, man?
You think you just gonna go around disrespecting old folks, huh? Ha ha, you think you're gonna get away unpunished, unscathed?
I'm walking. What's up?
Well, boy, they didn't give you an electric chair, but I'm going to, boy.
Joe Blow. To everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Vovos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asked for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push the fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two V-sting. And I'm V-sting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a made what? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
All right. Yo, we having technical difficulties. You know, this is the new station and all that. So, and, G-Man wasn't making the call. And all types of stuff is going on, man. I just don't know what's going on. I'm trying to switch over to my Gmail account. Y'all just give us a second to get it really on and popping. Akeem, you hear me in the background. Do me a favor, hit some more music or something. We ain't quite ready yet.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all, know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there, kicking up dust, giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mobs, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart. You probably don't remember. I used to be for you.
All right. I ain't mad at you. I hope y'all ain't mad at me. This your boy, Jonah Bay, at Hindsight Radio. You know, they were, hold on 1 second. How is someone calling me? Man, ignore. I can't stand when people call me while I'm on the radio. You know how that be. But welcome to Hindsight. This is called Consultation Wednesdays with your host, your boy Jonah Bay. And boom, we doing things a little differently over here at Hindsight. It ain't gonna be as many commercial breaks and all that. So we just gonna get right to it, see if anyone got any questions or anything like that. Or I can just, you know, start doing a dissertation or whatever. It's up to y'all, you know. But I see some people with their hands up, so I'm going to go to them real quick. Okay, 757, what's going on? Hello?
Yo.
What's up? Fish Ron? What up, Ron?
What's up?
Fish
Ron, yep.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, man, you know, these people were stopping me from using Google, so I had to use my phone. You know how they always doing, man, all these technical difficulties shutting me off and all that. I don't understand, but it's all good. Did you notice when you went to the site, Hindsight, you couldn't even see the show up there? I think they're trying to stop us from launching this joint and getting the callers on and all that, but it's all good. You know what I mean? We still going to work it out. We got another person in queue right now, and that's 301-523. Peace to the God. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Hello. Peace to the God. What's up, John? What's up, Ron?
Oh, what up, Keith?
What's up, bro?
Yo, my whole crew is coming in supporting. Yo, we got like 28 callers on the line. I mean, y'all getting the word out there. I need y'all to really get the word out there. And tell them, you know, at night, I'm going to be teaching, you know, beginner classes on all this stuff in commerce and give y'all a whole bunch of opportunities to actually get to ask me questions and all that stuff. You know, this is going to be a little more friendly towards y'all asking questions is why I'm up here. So, you know, anyone who got any questions, just come on in. All right, we got an 816 number. Let's see what they got going on. Peace to the God. What's going on?
Listening in. Checking out
listening
right
in.
Now.
You ain't got no questions for Jonah Bay, Keith, Ron?
Oh, it's just
you got some
like
scholars
that.
On the line right now.
Literally, huh? no, man, I'm getting ready to shoot my docs off, man. I got, you know, my field and stuff working. You know, I'm about
right.
to, you know. Just bless my documents, man, and go ahead and you know see how they do.
Okay.
I think I got them all. Got all the pieces in them.
That's what's up.
You know.
So you really on that path, and you understanding how we gonna get private and really change our ways and become like you know how the rich say it, control own nothing and control everything, and really. Up your dollars for your family and the whole nine. You know, the whole thing about me, man, I've been doing a lot of things. And, yo, ain't nothing in my name. I don't own nothing in the straw man's name. But I do. I am the trust protector of the trust that I set up. So I control the trustee who actually owns all the property that's in that private trust. So I definitely want everyone, you know, to walk through this and get to that whole phase. Because this is how the super rich get down, you know. And then one of the main things that you do is you don't have to worry about the state coming along probating it and taking it from your kids because it's in trust. You control how your kids get it, and there ain't going to be no tax on it or anything else, whether we're talking about a car, a house, or anything else. So that's what's up, brother. Keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then, with that being...
I'll go ahead.
I was about to say, if you ain't got no comments or no questions, I'm going to move on to the next caller.
All right.
All right, peace, God. Keep on tuning in. Yo, we doing kind of good for this show. We ain't really advertised. We got 36 callers right now. Y'all getting the word out. I appreciate that. All right, I'm going to 703-856. Peace
hey,
to the
Jonah.
God. What's going
hey, Jonah,
on? Who
it's
this?
Sharice. It's Sharice. How are
oh,
you?
Oh, what up, girl? Did I just leave
what
you
up,
in Virginia?
Jonah? That's right. I just wanted to say it was so nice to meet you, and I was
well,
so
you.
Happy. It was it
I'm
was
not
great.
Too harsh, am I? I'm not too harsh.
Yeah, your ass is, but it's all good.
I'm just real. You know,
yes,
people
you
think
are.
I'm just giving y'all a personality over the radio. No, that's my real personality.
That's you. That is absolutely you. And I really enjoyed your company. I love.
Well, thank you. And I must say, I'm sorry y'all didn't get enough time with me where I could really go deep, deep, deep. But hopefully I gave y'all stuff to chew on. And, you know, Ron got me coming back out there to Virginia. Ron, when I'm going back out there to Virginia for the full seminar?
June 13th and
14th. I was
June 13th. Huh?
I was just getting ready to give a shout-out to Ron and Shay. It was so great meeting them. And Keith.
Hey, Sheree.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Pretty
good. It was great. It was just wonderful.
I'm trying to get all the brothers and sisters y'all met there to get on this radio station and start pumping that information that they know how to do. You know, like a lot of people don't know, Ron is a master at Rule 5.1. He did at least 8 of them in 8 successes. So that's big. And also, Ron, he can't guarantee saving your house, but he damn sure can prolong that motherfucker.
That's right.
Hey, Donna. Hey, Frank. What's up, Shay?
Now, you know,
hey,
you know, Keith is
hey,
on.
Shay.
What's up, girl? What's up? Keith is a master at even doing discharge with the houses and actually winning the house in writ of possession. But he can only really manifest that truthfully in the Maryland area. But he's been known to venture outside that area with success, with, you know, help, of course, but we all need help, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful
Absolutely.
Thing. I thank you for jumping on. How'd y'all know I was on tonight? How'd y'all get the message?
I don't know. I think it was Ron and Shay that might have sent it out. And then,
okay.
You know,
okay.
I sent it out to some people, my girl Monica and, you know, Keith
right.
and my boobie and some other people, so that's how it travels. If you want the word out,
right.
we'll help to get it out.
Oh, yes, please
yes.
do. See, the problem is we still ain't worked out the kinks of this station, so anyone who didn't get the number text to them, they don't know how to get on because the show's not showing on the site where you could just click it, you know, which
yeah.
means that we ain't putting out the chat room or nothing yet, so I'm not, you know, we ain't really sophisticated like, you know, high frequency yet, but we gonna work on it, you know.
We'll get there, but
station
this number
the
works,
whole
right,
nine.
Jonah? So
oh,
if
yeah.
it's every Wednesday, this number will work. This is the same
it
number,
it works
right?
every Wednesday. It's the same number. It's Monday and Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I'm
okay,
be
Monday
on here. Yeah, and then, of course, you know, every Friday, high frequency, you know, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. But let me say this, after this Friday on high frequency, I'm not going to be on 2 weekends in a row because people didn't book the plane ticket, right? And the plane ticket interferes with the time I'm supposed to be on air. Now, I'm going to tell y'all about that Friday. So don't get mad if y'all go up there and y'all don't find me over there. It's because I'm on a plane. I'm playing hooky.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll let this slide.
Yeah.
But
now,
gotta,
do you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, what's the question?
Okay, so obviously, you know, meeting you in person and spending some time with you was great, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
meeting Shay and Ron and Keith, and I know your shit is always changing. So here's my question. With the nine
It really isn't always changing. I give y'all the principles where it never changed. Like, anything that can be proven must be proven. The way you present your evidence, your facts will never change. Rebuttal
mm-hmm.
of all affidavits, none of that changed. See, if I can get y'all to just do that stuff correctly, most of y'all are going to win just off of that.
Right.
But
right.
go ahead. What's
well,
your question, though?
Okay, so here's my question. Now, with the non-UCC filing, I've heard you say that you don't have to do that. But tell me what the benefit is because, you know, when you're in crunch
okay.
time, you start seeing
okay.
where you can cut
corners. Okay. Check this out. When I said you don't have to do that, I gave that advice to you because you're in a crunch.
Right.
With the foreclosure. You see what I'm saying? I'm giving you shortcuts and loopholes to try to get it done as quick as possible. But for everyone else, I would say that the non-UCC is mandatory. The reason why it's mandatory is that you have to put a lien on your property called the straw man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the only way that you can put your lien on that straw man is to do the lien, which is called a non-UCC. The non-UCC is the lien. Now, also, that's also where I take all my contracts that these people have signed, and I put them on a non-UCC to make them aware that not only do I have the contract called the Constitution, a certified copy, that I actually accepted it because all of that is listed on the non-UCC, and I have a picture of it on the non-UCC, right?
Mm-hmm,
so then
right.
If I have all those other, like, oaths and all that of certain cops or judges, I have that on the non-UCC. I have Resolution 75 listed on my non-UCC. I have the birth certificate. And what I do with the birth certificate is I've put reconveyed, gifted, and liened on the birth certificate where they could see that it was given to my foreign trust, the 9-8 number. You know what I mean? The 9-8
yep.
name with the 9-8 number. All of that is very important when you're trying to say he's the owner because check it. This is the word private. You look up the word private. I give y'all very simple definitions to meanings. I don't give the legal ease per se. You know what
Thank
I mean?
Thank God.
Now, the word private says as an adjective, belonging to or for the use of one particular person or group of people only. So I do that non-UCC to actually prove with evidence that the only one that can use the name, a.k.a. Jonah John Scott, a.k.a. Scott, comma, Jonah John, the only one that can use that and the only owner of that is Jonah John Bay, the 9-8 Foreign Trust. That's why I say, hell no. Very important you do a non-UCC and get that on the record to prove you're the owner. You see what I'm saying? Because the unrebutted affidavit stands as truth. Now, when you do that non-UCC, then you can do a regular UCC where that's a notice of a lien, where you would send it to all interested parties. Like I would send my regular UCC after I did my non-UCC, I would send that out to the governor of
mm-hmm.
the state that the straw man was created in. I would send that to the county, the Supreme Court judge of that county, the comptroller of that county, to let them all know I'm claiming interest in the straw man, and those are all the people that think they have an interest in the straw man. So I give them notice that I'm about to come for y'all with this equity suit to sue for my property. So I think that's very important. But of course, with your situation, you don't have time to do all that.
Right. Gotcha.
Right now. So I gave y'all something streamlined for your situation.
Perfect. Thank you
all right,
so much, Jonah.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. And
Sharon,
you know I'm going to be there at the event when you guys bring Jonah back. And Keith, you're going to be there, too.
Yo,
all right.
I heard, hold on. I got to ask a question. I heard y'all were beefing out there in Virginia over the way that was set up. I heard y'all was mad at me.
Why were you mad at me?
Why you mad at
you
me?
I'm going to tell you why, because we were all ready Friday night.
Tell me why you mad, son.
I'm going to tell you why I was mad. You were there on stage, you know, in the front of the room. You was just going in, and we were like, yeah, Jonah, bring it. You was all into it. Next thing I know, they're calling you off the stage. We're like, wait a minute. What is really going on?
But why be mad at me? I didn't call myself off the stage.
No, I think it was cute, but don't worry. I gave him an earful, too.
I had no idea that I had such a short time to speak. I did not know.
Well, what made me so mad was Yusuf was supposed to be there. He wasn't there. And then they're going to have you leave the room so he could be on the damn computer. And I'm like, he's not here. We don't need to hear what he has to say. Let Jonah stay on.
Damn. She's rough.
I was so upset. I am not going to lie. I mean, you had just started talking about.
I did not do that.
I know you didn't, honey, but I tell you what, we were mad as hell. That's what I know.
Why are you going to get mad at me, though? Listen, when people organize a seminar, I'm just the speaker. I'm not the organizer. I don't control where the place is, where the seminar is going to be at. I don't control what time the seminar is going to be. I don't control how much the seminar is going to be. I don't have nothing to do with none of that. I do the seminar for free. But, of course, there are expenses. And the expenses is paying for the plane ticket, paying for the hotel for me to be there, paying for my parking back in Atlanta so I could park my car for the weekend, paying for my food, paying for my drink, because you know I can't talk without giving my ancestors that Malibu rum. You see, rum ain't cheap. Rum ain't free. So there are expenses, but this is what I was trying to really get home and bring home. It was maybe, what, about 50, 60 people in that meeting hall, right?
Yeah.
50 or 60 people, multiply that by 10. What you get? $600, $500 to $600. Did you know that didn't even pay for my ticket? Less more than other people from high frequencies tickets. You see what I'm saying? So it damn sure didn't pay for the meeting hall, and it damn sure didn't, you see how much we was eating and drinking, it didn't pay for none of that either. So what we was trying to say is that was a mini seminar. Y'all should have known it was a mini seminar for
$10. Yeah. Well, I know that Ron and Shay are going to be bringing it when they bring your ass back. So
they are
we'll be there for the
it,
real
you
deal.
Know, okay, let me protect Ron and Shay right now. So don't be tripping on Ron and Shay if they ask y'all for $200. You know what I mean? Don't be tripping if it's not
we're
enough
like, wait,
people.
What?
Yes.
We'll make it happen.
That's a normal price. Think about it. If my ticket is $1,500, right? My hotel, yo, them tickets be costing. Because Jonah rides straight through. I'm not getting on no connector flight. I'm already doing it for free. You're not wasting my time where I'm going to be flying all damn day. I'm not doing that.
Easy.
You see what I'm saying?
Jonah.
Yes.
We're going to leave them connect the flights alone. We're going to move on. You know how you fly.
This is great frequency
right?
over here.
Now, let me say this, too. You ain't going to have me in no flea hotel. I only stay in the nicest hotel. It better be 4-star or 5-star. That cost.
Do you guys hear Jonah? Do you hear him?
I got a standard to live by.
We understand. Our seminar when we bring you here.
I'm about to soon buy my Aston Martin. I got a standard to live by. Talking about in the next week or two. You know, now, how a man that drives the type of stuff I drive, I'm gonna be on. I'm gonna be
the Red Hoofin.
Right.
They're not going to do
I
that
might
to
get
you.
Robbed.
You know them better
I might
than
get
that.
Beat up some or something. You know what I mean?
No. No, I know your ass is from New York. You hear me? Your ass
is
from New York.
Listen. If you have a bunch of 5-year-old, 10-year-olds, if it's enough of them, they can whip your butt. You know that, right? Anyone can get got. All right,
crazy.
All right, y'all. It was wonderful talking to y'all. Don't be mad at me. Don't be. I know I'm a little bougie, but I'm a little ghetto too. So I guess I'm bougetto. I'm really bougetto.
All right, thanks, Jonah.
All right, peace, y'all.
Hey,
that's my peoples. Yes, Ron.
Before you guys go to the next call, I got a fresh personal update for you.
Okay. Oh shoot, y'all better be listening. You know, if it's an update, you know this is going to be a testimony. What's going on, Ron?
I'm going to let my baby get to you.
Okay.
All right, Donna, did that first
one. In case y'all don't know who his baby is, her name is Shay, and that's his wife. Yes, they're married.
And we be together all the time.
Oh, my God, it's sickening. America, it is sickening.
Hindsight
Radio, it is sickening.
How much we love each other.
It's a beautiful thing, man. Y'all got a real beautiful family and a real good life. I'm envious. You know, I look at y'all and I know I got to go home and sharpen up on my skills with my wifey a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. I need to start holding her hand. I do walk around and smack on the ass, though, all the time. Matter of fact, I do it so much, I got the baby. I got my 3-year-old doing it to her mom, smacking her on the butt.
That is the same thing. Okay, let's tell you what happened today. So earlier this morning, you know, well, I might didn't talk about all the issues we had at first with the law or whatever. But long story short, this morning I took my little one to school, and the police had followed me to the school. And then all of a sudden, he got up on us close. You know, he got our license plates and everything.
He reading the plate.
He reading the plates, and I'm like, oh, God, I got to put on my seatbelt. She up, because she's sitting directly up in the front seat of the car, no seatbelt or anything. You know, she's only supposed to be in the front seat of the car. So he didn't even pull me over.
All of that. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. So I was telling Ron what happened, and then not too long ago before we got on the call, about 6:30, we was going to pick my son up from track practice. And then the police turned around. He left a U-turn when he saw us in the car, right? Turned around, got up on us in the neighborhood. He followed us about 3 or 4 blocks, and then he just turned off. Ron just moved.
In other words, the injunction is on and popping.
Exactly. We're on the list. Exactly. So I told Ron, I said, what are you worried about? We're on the list, you know, and then you know how sometimes you don't get that knock at the door and you're on the list.
Right.
And sometimes you
you're
not
going to get the knock. Everyone's not. They're not into letting everyone know that they did something right. No.
Exactly.
You got to just live your life, and then you'll see what's going on with your own eyes.
Exactly. Exactly. So we were just excited about, you know, they ran the plates and they turned off. I was like, dang.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful because we were just talking about y'all being on the list when over the weekend while I was there in Virginia.
Yep. Yep. So that's my update.
All right. That's what's up. Yeah, I don't know why y'all surprised. Y'all done so much good work out there in Virginia with other people's stuff. Y'all know good things happen to good people.
That's right, that's right. We weren't really surprised, just glad to have a confirmation.
Right, right. So but you do know the way the do not detain list work, yo, if you smack someone up real bad, you know, you still going to jail. You can't do personal harm to their other people or their property.
Right, right.
Right, right. All right, then that's what's up. All right, I'm going to move on to the next caller and see what's up. Who? Oh, we got 703-856. Peace to the God. What's going on? Welcome to Hindsight. How the hell you find me?
Hey, Jonah, it's Sharice again. I already talked.
Get off my phone, girl. You already hogged up a half an hour.
Okay.
I'm just playing, girl.
I know. It's all good. All
right, let me move on to Eric. He got something to say about the non-UCC. What's going on, Eric?
Peace to the guys. What's going on, brother?
Yo, this is Brother Eric out there in Tennessee.
You know
what
him, brother.
What y'all know about that?
Tennessee, brother.
Now, you know, you had something interesting going on with your son, you know, when I was traveling to go to Virginia, I didn't hear the segue about what happened with your son while he was in court. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
He should be on. I told him to let him pull us both in. Did y'all pull us both in?
That's Derek.
What's his number?
Derek.
All
right,
I got him.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, what up, D? What up? Tell me what's going on with you in court, man, in your case, man. What happened?
Man, Well, you want to let them know? You want to tell them? I can speak.
Even one of y'all. I don't care. Y'all both were there. Y'all both were witnesses.
We went a week ago. They tell them about the first day. Darius, you talking about the first day. Okay, I went to court last Wednesday, and they keep on trying to arraign me, and I keep on not letting them appoint me a lawyer, and I keep finessing them, telling them I'm looking for one, but we know I'm probably trying to get my documents together.
Exactly.
Okay, I put in my my constitutional challenge, put in my affidavit supporting everything. I put in my rebuttals, my affidavit of truth. I threw all that in at once. I'm certified, mailed it all to everybody I'm supposed to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into court Wednesday, and, you know, I did my notice of special appearance before I crossed the bar, did all that, asked were there any objections. Nobody objected. And then as I'm doing all this, the judge is trying to basically over-talk me so I couldn't get all this on the record.
Right.
He just like, who are you? I'm like, that's what I was basically stating. But so he basically tried to over-talk me while I was trying to state who I was and my indigenous name and who I was, my copyright and stuff like that. And he asked me, well, who are you again? I said, I'm doing business as Darius Goodman. And then he asked me that three times. I gave him the same answer.
Mm-hmm.
Stood my ground. And then
he yelled at me to go sit down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he tried to get mad and, I guess, yell at me and try to scare me. But he yelled at me to go sit down, so I took a seat. And then they did a little five-minute recess for me, I guess.
Right.
And then after the recess, he came back and was like, oh, I know who you are, young man, and basically trying to contract me into an arraignment. Like, he asked me, he was like, do you have an attorney? And I said, no, I'm here as my proper person. And then he was like, oh, so you're ready for an arraignment. And I said, well, sir, did you get my documents that I sent in? And he was like, well, no, I didn't ever look at them. And I told him that, well, if he reviewed them, that he'll notice that I put in a motion of intervention for somebody to come intervene with proper jurisdiction, and that the courts didn't have jurisdiction over the matter at the time.
Right.
So what he did was just look at me like I was kind of crazy, and then he was like, well, this is what we're going to do so I can review the documents. We're just going to have you come back in next Wednesday. And then I was like, I object to that, because if you just got me proceeding just to come in just so you could tell me how you feel about my documents, then that's incorrect because you're not the attorney general.
Right.
So I objected. He still made me come in. I came in this week, this Wednesday. I had court today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Went back in, put in everything. I mean, I stood my ground, still standing behind my constitutional challenge, still letting them know they don't have
jurisdiction. Now, let me say this. Did you put in an actual copy of the Constitution itself?
Yes, sir. And I put in
certified
that. And I put in, yes, sir. And another thing that I put in, since they gave me a runaround with his oath, I also put on that copy, I accept his oath.
Exactly.
Also, as one of the people.
You have to accept the contract, the offer of contract. So now,
yes,
what happened today?
As far as today, I went back in. Everybody's just looking at us. You know, everybody, they done seen how we came last week, so they just waiting to see what's going on this week. So it was like three people in court today. It was nobody in there. So we basically
they
by
did
ourselves.
That on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were looking at us. Gentlemen, they were actually videoing us. There was a guy in the courtroom about the judge had his cell phone and holding up video.
They what?
They were videoing.
Yeah, it was a video there. Cool.
But there was a guy in the courtroom, just a regular guy. He had a cell phone. He was across the bar over there where the judge was, and he was holding his phone up videoing us.
Wow. That wasn't a regular guy. That's not normal.
Nope.
Matter of fact, hold on. You can't even bring a phone that's on into the courtroom. That's not a regular guy. And that's not normal.
Exactly.
Yo, they did a class. They wanted to see what y'all said because they went back to the Masonic Hall and they're going to do a class trying to learn how to get around what y'all doing and saying.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. And he stood pretty strong this time. They actually just kept moving in when the judge said, I'm not wanting to hear that. My son asked him, so are you standing on your oath today? And the judge said, yes, I am. And he said, well, I'm objecting to any proceedings here. until this proper proceeded by the Attorney General, and he said, well, this is how we do it, and that's what the judge said. He just said, well, we just gonna do it. This is how we do it. And he kept on trying to arraign him.
Now you gotta understand, they can dismiss it at any time. I know they did all of that to Dwight, right? I wonder if D is on the call. But anyway, they tried to do all that with Dwight. But when it was the day of
trial,
dismissed.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So
it kind of got involved. He shook the judge a little bit because he got off his post, and they sent a brother. They always do that. They sent some brother to us before we went in the courtroom, and he said, man, make sure y'all just tell the judge what he want to know. And all that. We said, look, man, we're not part of that. He said, I want to be your elbow attorney. And we told him we weren't accepting any appointments. He said, well, I'm not really your attorney. I'm elbow. We said, no, sir. That's it. They want to put you down, that's you, but we don't accept any of those appointments. And,
exactly.
So they still forced him. We walked out. They gave a date to come back. He objected for the record. He told me.
No, let me say this, that they have to move it forward, because this is what I'm trying to get y'all to really read and comprehend in Rule 5.1. The only place that the attorney general can come in and give
is trial.
So if you don't let him go forward, then they did no harm, because that's the time that they need to produce it.
Okay, good clarity.
Right. They can't produce it until trial time. Now, if they don't have it, when you get to trial, they're supposed to dismiss it. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. They ain't going to keep on just dismissing y'all. Soon, we're going to have to start doing appeals, and then you'll just win it in the appeal. You see what I'm saying?
Is it to the writ of error on this type of thing? Or
You lose, yes. If you lose during trial, you're going to do a writ of error saying what? They didn't follow their procedure where the attorney general had to come in and certify that this code was constitutional. Now, you're going to do a brief. You're going to do a writ of error, and then you're going to do a brief. The writ of error is really the brief, supporting the fact that they're not following what? The law. They're not following the Constitution either, because the Constitution says they can't use special law against you except for with your consent. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times, y'all got to understand about administrative courts. Youssef breaks it down a lot when he tells y'all they aren't in there doing what they want to do. They are in there doing what the rule book tells them to do. They are actors. So it's not until one of their superiors come and say, let them go. What they're doing is they got your son in there testing his intellectual knowledge. They want to see how much he knows personally. So they're testing him. That's what's going on. It's just like if you go to Walmart, right? Well, if you got a major problem, the actual register, the clerk, the person who works at the register can't fix your problem. The manager got to come in and do that. And then until the manager steps in and finds out what's going on, guess what? It can't be done. We lost your son.
No, he's right here. He's standing right here with me. He's standing right here with me.
Oh. All right, cool. So that's what they're doing in the court now. It's not until one of the superiors jump in. This is why I tell people all the time, a lot of times I often send a lot of my official paperwork, like the birth certificate, all that, to the Supreme Court judge, the head judge of the whole damn region, the whole damn state, you see? So I'm like a boss, and I want to talk to bosses, and I want the boss to know what's going on. Because I don't want a peon to run shotgun, and he ain't supposed to do that, but he don't know no better, so he does it anyway.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Jonah. At some point, we do have the oath of offices, and I'm beginning to do that in all cases that I'm dealing with, even in civil.
Right.
At some point, we have the oath of offices in, and we are accepting their oath in the whole nine. Like today, when we were leaving out of the courtroom, because I guess they can see I'm coaching my son, the judge told the bailiff, he said, stop that man right there. He said, find out his name. And I just looked at him. I'm like, I'm not going to give you my name. So
right.
I was trying to go out the courtroom. He told the bailiff, he said, hey, stop him. And so I was like, I'm not going to stop. So I went on out, out the courtroom. Like, you know, you don't have me a part of any case, and you know.
Exactly.
You're not
a party.
Right. So we get in the hallway, and they send the little guy that they send to us again, and he starts to talking again and saying, you know, we're just trying to be cordial here between the courts and us and this. I said, we've already cordial enough just to come here. I said, because we've already put the paperwork in. And
right.
Next thing you know, we were ready to walk. We were in the hallway, and we were ready to leave out, and about five bailiffs came out and surrounded us. And they told
right.
my son that he needed to come back in the courtroom. And we was like, what are you doing? We've already dealt with the court. The judge has already gave a paper saying May 20th, come back in.
Right.
And the judge ain't gave
concluded.
No court. It's
right.
been concluded. And he said, well, and then they kept talking. He said, well, then the little attorney said, well, they can be, your son has been indicted by the grand jury, so they can act so that he, under the order. I said, but there's no order. There's no order from the judge for any of these bailiffs to come out here. So anything they do, let the record, I said, let it show. And I started recording. I said, let it show that they're kidnapping us or they're going to be trespassing on our property. So, and
mm-hmm.
So they were physically trying to force him inside. So they tried to make him belligerent. I told him, don't be belligerent. Just let them do what they do,
right.
but you're not going. I said, you're not going. If they go, they're going to put their hands on you, and they're going to create a charge if they do
right.
that. So basically, they wouldn't touch him, but they wouldn't let him leave. They surrounded him so he couldn't leave.
Right.
And then
right.
they brought
and
the police up and threw me and forced me out. They were going to arrest me. Said I was obstructing justice. I'm like, how am I in the hallway of a courthouse talking to my son obstructing justice? It don't make no sense. So it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting to the point where I need to figure out, I know we had the oath of offices, but I need to start figuring out how I present the damages.
Now, that's a very good question. This is why I keep on JonahBay.com. I have that free book up there on Chancery on how to do these tort claims. Y'all going to have to learn the hardest thing there is to do, which is a tort claim. Y'all going to have to learn how to do it.
Tort claim.
Because they're not going to just keep on rolling over. You got to think of it this way. If you're a bully and one person beats you, right, and then he keeps on teaching everyone how to beat you, what are you going to do? You're going to what? You should, as a bully, you're going to have to team up with the other bullies. And now y'all just going to beat up everyone. Or else
gotcha.
You lose all your power. You see what I'm saying? This is war, and in war you have to know all your moves from beginning to end. This is why I kept on stressing the 48 laws of power. This is why I keep on stressing the art of war. You know what I mean? There's a reason to each thing that I teach out in the public, because these are the tactics and the things that they learn. They all know the art of war. They all know 48 laws of power, and they're using all of that against us. You see what I'm saying? Now, I keep on telling people that until we get a big case and make one of these people pay, put them in the poorhouse and arrest it, all the rest of the people are going to keep on doing what they're doing, violating our God-given rights, because there's no consequence on doing it. Right?
Right.
Now, the more we give them consequences, the more we get them to back up. So I'm going to tell you the truth. Right now, you're supposed to be doing a suit right now in Smalls Claims Court against the actual judge.
I figured that.
In his private capacity.
And do we notice all those administrative notices through the clerk to him?
You're going to have to first go through who hired him. You're going to have to first, you know, make him aware that you felt he violated your God-given rights for no reason. In other words, you know, it's like the Bible said, you have to first go to your enemy and try to get your enemy to make amends. Then The second time, you go with a witness to your enemy and try to talk to him. After that, now you can bring him to the tribunal. Those are court rules, too. In other words, so you can't just file a suit against him. That ain't the way it works.
You have to do the administrative process.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Gotcha.
All right? So once you do that and start working on suing them, you're going to see them turn their tails and start respecting you more. But I'm trying to get people to actually read the rules to actually doing these suits so y'all can do them and win, not just threaten to do them and open the case and lose. We want
gotcha.
To win. Why do something if you ain't going to win? It's a waste of money.
Right.
All right?
It, now, are we losing because of the actual form, because of the procedures? Is that why we're losing?
Yes, you're losing because we have to learn the procedures to open up an equity court. See, the analogy that I give everyone is this. Because all the black men, we play basketball. White boys, we play basketball. So all of them play basketball, right? So on the basketball court, you have a game called horse. You have a game called 21. You got your regular 5-on-5 game of basketball. Now, each one of them got different rules, but it's played on the same court with the same ball. And all of them, you can't kick the ball, you can only bounce the ball, all that stuff, right? Now, horse, you could actually kick the ball. And if you make it, the next person has to kick the ball and make it, right? Or he gets a letter. So that's the
right.
same thing that's going on in the court. Depending on what rules you implement, depends on what game you play there. Each game in the court is a different jurisdiction. They call it jurisdictions. Y'all have not learned how to open up a different jurisdiction other than administrative, a.k.a. public, a.k.a. the 14th Amendment court, a.k.a. the fictional court. Y'all
right.
have to learn the rules to come in as, you know, in the real courts, in the proper jurisdiction of equity, the proper jurisdiction of chancery. We have to learn that, man. There's no way around it. So we're suffering for lack of knowledge.
Understandable.
Okay. So we got to work on that. I put the book up there so people can get it, download it, and stuff like that, and read it themselves and start learning the rules themselves instead of just trusting me on what to do. Now, when I'm telling y'all anything that can be proven must be proven, it's all in that book. I'm explaining the book thoroughly on how to go about showing your proof. Now, did you know if you have an affidavit and it's not supported by evidence, that's called hearsay? That's called hearsay, yes. Because everything that you say should reflect back to proof. Not proof that you agree on, proof that you and them agree on. This is why when I tell y'all to go get a registered copy of the Constitution or whatever, and then you tell them to take judicial notice of it. Now, I could tell y'all, did y'all go in there and tell them to take judicial notice of it when you put it in the record?
Mm-mm. No, sir.
So, basically, it's what the judge told you. It was there. He never looked at the paperwork. Now, let me ask you something. Why wouldn't you ask him to take notice of his own words? Because when you enter in something like the Constitution, that's their own contract. That's their own word. I always tell them, take mandatory judicial notice of this Constitution. I want you to take mandatory judicial notice of your oath.
Do you say it or do you put in the words?
I put it on paperwork. Remember, the maxima law, that if it's not in writing, it never happens. Got it? Because the paper flies by.
So we can still put that in, right?
Yes, you can go back and put that in. I'm telling you for a reason. I'm not just saying it to sound deep.
I'm saying it so y'all could tighten it up.
Gotcha.
So hopefully that's going to help you on that case. And it's obvious they don't want y'all to win this case. Y'all going to have to earn this one.
Oh, yeah. They tightening up. They throwing me out of the courthouse and everybody.
Brother, don't you know how many man, I used to not be able to go into any courthouse here in Atlanta. They threw me out of almost every courthouse. As I learned more, they don't want me in there.
Right. And so now, even on the copyright, Jonah, once we have a copyright claim and they're using that name, is that still an administrative process to the
check it. Of course, you still have to let them aware that, yo, you're using something that's copyrighted. And then when they keep on doing it, then that's when you can actually what? Make them pay the penalty for using your property. But you still have to learn how to do an equity suit to get that money.
I see. So and the next thing is that the clerk who's the one that's at fault? Because he's the one that drafts that paperwork up and puts names,
yep.
It's not the judge.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, now what's funny is I don't understand how that's happening to you. When I put in my DBA and my copyright and the birth certificate, they would not use my name. They didn't touch it. They didn't have my name on nothing.
Wow.
You know, so did y'all put the DBA and all that in there?
Well, DBA nor the copyright. We don't have the copyright yet. It's not completed.
And what about the DBA?
No, sir. We don't know how to do the DBA over here in Tennessee. We've tried. We don't know how to do it.
Oh, see, y'all got to study the law and learn how to do it there.
Yeah, we've tried. We've been around. We asked.
See,
they say they
so what's happening is y'all are suffering because it's quite a few things y'all don't know how to do yet.
Right. Yeah, and we've had a few people on it. You know, we got Chris. We got pretty knowledgeable people. I can figure it out over here. You know how we do it.
As long as y'all keep on reading it and reading the law and reading it and reading it, you will figure it out the same way I did for New York.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, people
want me to go do that, and I'm like, yo, I'm not reading that. I already got mine, so I'm not going to do it. It was very frustrating for me to understand it and finally get it done.
There's a website where on the DBA, they told us that they filed it here, but there's nothing, no documents. No, they said, we don't have any documents and paperwork for a DBA. That's what they told us on the county level.
Okay, what about the state?
The state does have DBA, but it's like for – they have a DBA, but that's for, like, EIN numbers. You'd have to still you know what I'm saying? You have to –
Have you ever tried to put down your social as an EIN and use it that way and do it that way?
No, we didn't do that.
Then you don't even know if that's the proper way yet. I told y'all need to read the actual law and read the law, do the research. See, once you find the statute, then you find the statute, you need to go find the public law and read the full public law and find out what you're supposed to do.
Wow.
Yeah, you know?
Powerful. And I'm going to tell you, Keith really was a support for us.
Right. I remember
really
when
did.
Keith said, Keith, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Keith, man, tell them about when I came to Maryland and y'all was beefing like, yo, we can't get this DBA done. What was the problem?
The problem is, man, it was hilarious. As a matter of fact, they supposed to be able to call too, man, but We found the public law that talked about the DBA and it was saying that you filed it in the county. And when we went to try to file it, you know, but you got to send it to them. We got mail it to them. When we sent it to them, they sent it back and they was like, you know, basically we can't file it.
Hold on, Keith. Let me stop.
Okay.
You didn't tell them that you made your own DBA for them. First, you need to tell them you made your own because you found the law. And according to the law, it seemed
right.
Like you could make. Go ahead, though.
Oh, hey, John, I got to put you on hold, man.
Wow.
I got to put you on hold.
All right.
Give me a second.
I know the story. I'll keep on with the story. Keith and them made their own DBA. And when they made their own DBA, mailed it in, they mailed it back and said to them,
they gave them specific instructions with the mailing, keeping them being illiterate. Reddit got heated and was like, yo, we going after them. We going to sue them. They going in. They about to go in. They didn't read the letter and do anything that the letter was telling them what to do. The man was telling them literally how to do the DBA properly. You back, Keith?
Wow.
Oh. So then they just ignoring this official, right? So
right.
They got all this stuff in front of me. I'm sitting down. I'm looking at it. So I decided to actually read the letter. Because as soon as they handed me the DBA, I said, yo, where'd y'all get this from? And it was like, well, it was the law. And I'm like, all right, where'd you get this form from? Oh, we made it. And I says, oh, okay. Interesting. So then I read the letter. The letter said that they couldn't make their own form. The letter also said that they were doing it in the wrong place in that state. The place that they had to do it was a whole different department. I can't remember what the department was. And they had the form. I got on my computer, found the form, and the form was easy as hell. All of that was explained in the letter. Keith and Dave did not read the letter thoroughly to comprehend, and that's why they couldn't get it done. They had no problems doing it ever since then.
Gotcha.
Y'all got to read the law. That's the moral of the story. Just because you read something don't mean you comprehended it. So I be busting their balls about it. I said, man, y'all flew me all the way in so I could read a document for you.
Hey, I'm about ready to do the same thing on this non-UCC. So you might want to get ready.
Right. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy. We gotta work on our actual literacy. But with that being said, I hope I've been helpful to you, Eric. I know you wanted to talk to me off the phone and all. I'm like, shit, I'm being on the air tonight. Eric want to talk to me, and Derek want to talk to me. Get on the damn phone. I'm giving away this time for free.
Yeah, we just got to do that. We just got to do that non-UCC to really hold that commercial claim properly. And
That's what I was telling Cerise, that you got to do it. I did it. You know what I mean? Like, if you skip steps, I can't tell you exactly what is going to work for you because I did it step by step by step, and I can tell you my end result. I can't give you the result if you didn't do what I did. You did something different.
Yeah.
All right? I only know how to do what I've already done. That's
what
I know. That's what I know. But that doesn't mean that I can't come up with a solution for you. But it's experimental.
Right.
When I come up with it, it's experimental.
Yeah, we got the nine. We ordered the nine UCC video. But it just seems like some things that you say put on that we can't see in Tennessee because in Tennessee we have to do it electronically. And so
right.
So it's kind of like we can't see where to put certain things on, and I'm like, maybe I'm overthinking, and I'm thinking if I don't do it exactly a certain way, I'm going to hurt the perfection of the client.
Well, this is what I'm saying, that most of all, what y'all going to have to do is actually listen to the words, not just the template. See, if you comprehend it, you'll be able to do it. But if you're just trying to do monkey see, monkey do, that's not going to work because each state has it done differently.
True.
You see what I'm saying? So, like when you got to look for something that says for the public record and tick that off. You know what I mean? Whereas if you're looking for the exact form, they probably not using the exact form I did in that webinar. You see what I'm saying? So that's always will cause you a certain degree of confusion. Because that's why they have it all similar, but not exactly the same. They don't want it easy for you.
I got you.
All right, then. I'll holler at y'all later. Thanks for calling in, tuning in to Hindsight and the whole nine. Now, normally, I only do an hour
that's when we can work.
And we already got an hour and 10 minutes. I'm gonna keep it going. What's up? What's up, D?
Joe, this is Akeem.
That was your son. Oh, that's Akeem. What's going on, Akeem?
Now, when you talk about that DBA in New York, that would be the certificate of assumed name.
Yup. They call it different names in each state, man. They real funny with that, man. They try to keep that information under wraps. You know,
and the
studying is so extensive, that's why I ain't even trying to do it in each state. Because I ain't trying to work myself that hard.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We got Rodney, Constitution. What's going on, Rodney?
Hey, what's up, Brother Jonah? What's up? How's
I was mad at your ass when you skated out on me like that, man. I didn't get a chance to have a drink with you, chill with you, or nothing. You were there.
I had an emergency back at home. I was working on this little project, and the guys messed up, so I had to get up out of there because I was planning on being there like most of the night.
Damn, Keith got a chance to talk to him. I didn't get to talk to my man.
I just wanted to piggyback a little bit.
So we got that call tomorrow, me and you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what you want to say? You want to piggyback on what? What you talking about, brother? What you talking about?
No, they was talking about the DBA that DBA was tricky to get up here in Maryland and DC, but we did figure it out, and then helping got it as well. Each person has to just go to and just get pretty much once they get their form from their city, and just read their form. It'll tell you exactly what to do. You know, so you just have to change a couple little words. And just go ahead and put it in.
Yup.
You know,
see, Rodney's in the Maryland, Washington area too. They said that they could not get a DBA out there. Now you don't hear them saying that because they finally found the law and figured it out, and that's what has to be done. Now, I ain't going to lie, Keith had the law and the letter sitting there when I got there for my seminar, so I read it there. And figured it out. But y'all don't even do that. Y'all just say, yo, Jonah, I can't get it done. Can you show me how to do it there? How, man? I'm not going to go there and look for your state's law on it. You got to do some work yourself, brothers, you know? But thank you for that piggyback, because I can tell you it's not that easy. It's not as easy as my webinar made it seem, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't. And to be honest, I think each state may have a trick, but the trick to Maryland was because I went and talked to the supervisor. I said, look, I ain't going for all that. And he just told me, he said, once you do your full name, you have to put something else behind it. So what I did, we just did like your first name, middle name, last name, and we just put ministry behind it. And then once we did that, we was able to get the DBA off the break. And then when you're doing your DBA, you just don't use ministry. That you just don't use the word ministry, but you just do the ministry work, and then there's DBA.
Absolutely.
But I had one of the main questions I had. I was talking about Keith and I was talking about it yesterday about the DC the federal constitution and the federal municipal constitution. We know that that's the municipal constitution that all of the judges and everybody pretty much take the oath to. And we know that municipal constitution got its authority from the Organic Act of 1871.
Yes.
And the Act of 1871 got its authority from the Organic Constitution for the United States of America. So the fact that we already did our injunctions in Maryland because that constitution was pretty much straightforward. But the fact that we are real close to D.C., I feel the need to do it in D.C. as well because D.C.
You
is pretty
better.
Much. Exactly.
You better.
Exactly.
I told y'all, any place that you drive, you need to do it for that county. Like if when I have time and I'm going to be really about it, let's say if I'm going up there to Maryland, I'm going to send my injunction there before I get to Maryland. I'm going to make sure that everywhere I'm at, I'm going to be protected. That's what you're supposed to do. That's when Yusef be saying a gentleman gives notice. You know what I mean? Until you end up hitting almost every state and every county. And then you know for sure
you're on a do not detain list everywhere. Until you do that, you know, you're not on there. Like right now, I've done Cobb County, Fulton County, DeKalb County, but there's Clayton County. But there's other counties like Henry. I didn't do Henry. I'd never been in Henry County before. So I didn't feel the need to send it there. But, you know, right. I'm going to send it there because I might be going to Henry and don't know I'm in Henry County.
Absolutely. So whenever you would send your injunction to the other counties, do you send the whole process or do we just send just our notice of non-response, or how do we go about like you send it to each individual?
I actually send 1, 2, 3 each time to each sheriff.
Okay, you do like the same process, but only to only to the particular sheriff.
Exactly. I'm doing it straight to each sheriff.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Now for the municipal constitution, I know that they talk about the ex post facto, to where they say they can't make any laws that was already done, and also the bill of tainder where they tried to stain your blood for inheritance.
But what
we was trying to put in the D.C. injunction, I want the language that I like is actually inside the Act of 1871 that gave the delegation of authority.
I was just about to talk to you about that. Being that you know the rundown of those constitutions, I'm going to tell you the truth. You're supposed to have a copy of all of them. And in your paperwork, you make reference to all of them, how it broke down and how they all got to follow each other. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I mean about soon they're going to be challenging us on our actual evidence. So let's say if you only brung in the municipal constitution that they use now, right?
Right.
Then they're going to be like, shit, we don't know if the 1871 organic constitution says that, right? And then
right.
if you don't have in the organic constitution for the United States, then they'll say, we don't know that one says that.
Right, exactly.
So you're
exactly.
really supposed to have a copy of all three, registered copy of all three, and enter them in the evidence.
Right. We got two of them, actually, we was talking about getting the Organic Act of 1871 as well.
Exactly, God.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I like the section, because they have Section 17 of the Act. I don't know if everyone read it, but that Section 17 of the 1871 Act is that exact special law clause that talks about the real estate and taxes and everything that's inside all
yep.
of the state's constitution. And that's what I wanted
yep.
to and that's what I wanted to inject inside of that D.C. injunction to let them know that even though y'all may be hiding it inside the municipal constitution, I know where it got its authority from. It states exactly what I wanted to say.
Exactly. I know where the actual law came from. Not this special law. See, a lot of people really can't wrap their mind around the fact that there's constitutions out there that are special law.
Right.
You see what
right.
I'm saying? So they can't really understand that because so many teachers have taught something different all this time, right? So as they teach all of that, that hinders what people think they know. See, the problem is we think we know already, so therefore we ain't searching for it, and therefore we keep on getting got. But I'm here to tell y'all we can't trust nothing that we know.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, we
yeah.
can't trust nothing that they taught us for real.
You have to verify, and then thanks to you, you guys said whatever can be proven must be proven. So you just double check it, and then once you start double checking, you just go deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole, and you get a. I know I did. I got a clearer picture of how
mm-hmm.
everything. You know, because I thought it was just one constitution at one time, but it's one. And then it branches off to three more jokers, and then it branches off to the act.
You know what kills
crazy.
Me? In my mind, Rodney, I think all of those constitutions is just one big book that they broke up.
Right.
I'm
exactly.
talking about all four of the ones you talked about. All three of the ones you talked about. Then
all the ones that's in each state, all of them go together. I'm telling you. Because
that's what I believe.
Those were the original codes. Those were the original codes. There was nothing else but those at one time.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And that's where that full faith and credit clause come in at. So therefore, that gives us the permission to use each one of them as a book as we want to, as long as we have them certified and accepted.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
You're right on, brother.
Exactly.
Well, keep on keeping up the good work, man. I mean, your fucking understanding of it is crazy.
Well, thanks to you, I'm getting there. And one more thing I wanted to add about that book, that Chancery book. I can't wait till you start to teach it because I have been looking at that book.
I'm about to. I got to master it before I teach it. I don't want to fucking start quoting from it and say something wrong. You know what I mean? So
exactly,
I'm holding back.
That book is tricky because the way that I've been doing it, I started reading it, and then as I read it, as it tells me what to do, I start typing it. You know, I start typing all the instructions.
You got to write down notes. You got to look up the words and start translating it back into regular English. You know, that's taking me time.
That's a hell of
a
study. That's a hell of a joke.
That's a study.
That's a hell of a joke.
You know what it is, Rodney? I think a lot of people just think I already know every fucking thing. No.
Nah, that's
gonna be. I know what I've done already. So people got to give me time to get this under my belt before I teach that.
Yeah, it's tricky because I'm going through, I'm only on page like 50 something, and I think I typed up maybe like 10 pages of this
instruction. Now guess what, you're about the same place I'm at.
For real?
That's where
I'm going
at.
Tricky.
Yeah, you know who's further along than me is Khalifa is further than everyone. Yeah. But I've been too busy to really get into it like that. You know what I mean? And right now, I don't have use of my sauna. See, I used to be in the sauna and to be relaxing and reading shit. You know what I mean? And now, you know, the construction's going on, so I don't have use of my sauna. So I'm really not in my regular rhythm of learning right now. You know, I ain't working out or nothing. I ain't got no gym to work out in or none of that stuff. So it throws me off right now.
Right. But we're going to get it. We're going to keep chopping. We all here. We're going to get this, young.
For sure. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to move on to the next caller and the whole nine. Peace, Rodney.
All right, peace, love. Thanks a lot. Okay, fellas.
We got my man Dame out of Miami. Peace to the God. What's going on?
Peace, brother. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, brother?
I'm fantastic, Jay, man. Every chance I get to listen to you, man, it's a brighter day, brother. I always
say thank you, man. Ashe, brother.
Yeah. When you put me on to a little thing down here, man, we only fail because we don't know enough. You feel
what I'm
saying?
Exactly. We got to accept that we don't know enough and start working on getting to know more.
Most definitely. Shout out to the kid, Keith, man. I appreciate the little heads up again today, Keith. But Jay, I wanted to say welcome back, man. We miss you on Friday. You know,
I wasn't planning on not being on the show Friday, but the way the flights were set up, I couldn't make it. I didn't even know I couldn't make it. You know what I mean? Now I ain't gonna front. Y'all gonna miss us again because me and Yusef is going out to Houston and we flying on the time that we're supposed to be on the air. We're gonna miss the shows. For 2 weeks I'm gonna miss my show. I'm gonna be on this Friday, but the next Fridays after that, I'm missing them. So I'm gonna tell everyone I'm not gonna be on. I'm trying to get them to play one of my older shows while I'm gone. So y'all can at least hear my voice and all that. But what's been happening is Yusef been taking over, but he ain't going to be able to do that because he's going to be on the plane with me.
Most definitely. I got you. Hey,
and this is also why I opened up here. So, you know, people, you know, I'm got a night show now over here so y'all could talk to me over here, you know what I mean, instead of just one time a week.
Yeah, most definitely. I thought you would have been finished with me because I think you said an hour last week. But
yeah, it is. It is only an hour, but all y'all that came up on here, so I'm rocking. I'm rocking. You know what I mean?
Listen, I got a real ass deep question, man. Listen.
Okay, give it to me.
On discussion. They're not playing, bro. I just got my. They just tagged me, told me to go through some appellate shit.
Right.
They told
I told
me,
y'all we're going to end up having to start doing appeals.
But what I'm saying, though, Jay, I don't know how much I could put out. What I'm saying is, based on the structure of what we ran, right, I sent something to the Supreme Court. They didn't even let it get to the brother I sent it to. They sent it to the clerk, and the clerk responded. Now, you know, I did the presentment and
okay.
a couple of the
Okay, are you doing an injunction? Are you doing a regular case? What's going on?
No, the injunction.
Huh?
The injunction. The injunction.
Okay, hold on. Brother, they're doing a game on you. Akeem, do me a favor, Akeem, come on in. Tell him the letter you got sent, and he's going to verify they did the same shit to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
tell them what's going on with
me?
Your situation with the injunction, Akeem. Go ahead.
Brother. All right. When I did my first mailing, I got no response. So 10 days later, I did my second mailing, Opportunity to Cure. And within 3 days, I got a letter from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. It was just a regular letter, came in regular mail. It was sitting in my box at my office. And I opened it up, and it says, well.
He wanted to brag that he got an office, y'all. He wanted to brag he got an office.
So I'm looking at the letter, and it said, I basically said I was saying I was a 14th Amendment citizen, and it said that my claim
it said
was frivolous and dismissed.
It said the opposite of what his shit said. It said the opposite of what his shit was written, but go ahead.
Right, it did say that. So it said it was dismissed and stricken. And then it had all these little signatures on it, but it was no name. It didn't have no official seal. It comes from the clerk of court, everything. But immediately when I saw it, I didn't think straight. You know, I was like, yo, they're not going to give it to me. So I called Jonah, I'm like, yo. And then he started to break it down. Then I realized that this didn't even come by any certified mail or any 15
first thing I did was laugh at him, y'all. I laughed and teased him.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, I saw how stupid it was. I looked at it. I said, wait a minute. Why am I speaking out? I know
they
better
don't
than
want
this.
Y'all to know that y'all are on this list. So what they do is write y'all and tell y'all it ain't working. Right?
Right.
You got to understand what they're doing. They never, ever want you to have proof, positive proof that your shit worked. They will never come to your house like they did Khalifa. Khalifa was the first. That's why he got that response.
Right.
I got you.
But
now,
he ain't never got no response like that again. You see what I'm saying? No one ever got a visit again, but Khalifa was the first one and the last one and the only one, right?
Yeah, but,
so,
but what
right.
I'm saying, though, this one, Jonah, came back on the official seal from the clerk. You know what I mean? Like
You didn't hear me. just because they put the seal and all that shit on it does not mean it did not work. Finish your three letters. Keep on going.
Right.
You understand?
Right. Yeah.
They don't want you to think. They want you to think your shit is frivolous. It doesn't work. They will even tell you your shit is frivolous. Don't you know that they really don't respond to people? So then if they responding to your ass, they responding because they worried about what you wrote. And they want to do the Jedi mind trick on you and say, you didn't do this. It didn't work. This has no effect.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah, so I can tell you mine's work because I did my third mailing, and then I wrote on their paper no contract to cover myself and sent that all
and
back.
That's
and
that's what
get
you
no
need
response.
To do, Dane.
You need to write back. You need to take that letter they sent you and put no contract. See, because what they did is you gave an offer and they gave you a counter offer. And if you keep it, then the counter offer stands. Remember, an unrebutted affidavit in commerce stands as truth. So what they did was rebut your affidavit by sending you what they sent you. So
right.
Yes, no contract is a rebuttal. And send that thing back, notary presented.
But listen up. Now, I know mine worked because last week I was on the highway going out to Bishopville, South Carolina. I was doing about 90, not paying attention. I passed the Kershaw County Sheriff deputy on the side of the highway. He jumped out. You know how they get behind you before they turn the lights on. And he got up on me for a little bit, about a few miles, and then he backed up and went back into the middle of the median. So
I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. Listen, if you let this nigga rebut your affidavit and then you don't answer to his affidavit, then you won't be on the injunction. Y'all
right,
have to learn to rebut everything they send you. I'm telling y'all, y'all be fucking up my paperwork that I'm showing y'all how to do because y'all don't rebut shit, man. Y'all just keep taking that paperwork and keep it.
I got you. Yeah, I just got this shit right now, Jay. I'm hot as shit. Hot shit.
Yeah, you hot for no reason.
Yeah.
You know they're playing with your intellect.
Yeah, brother.
It's the It's the hot potato. You used to play that game when you were small, hot potato. Nigga,
bro,
if you keep the hot potato, you lose.
Let me read one sentence to you, man. These boys say, while we are certain your correspondence was sent in good faith and without any intent to deviate from the court practice, you understand what I'm saying? It is important that blah, 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 that everything we write it through the clerk office. So what they trying to do is they don't want us to go directly to the source.
I am going against the court practice. And, yo,
exactly.
This time when you send your shit, send it restricted mail. Send it to the person that you sent it to is the only person that can get it and sign for it. How about that?
I got you, Jay. I got you. I thought they were just trying to play, man, because the way he tried to word it was like, man, deal with the state first before you come to federal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the interpretation we took from the letter. You feel what I'm saying?
The state, listen, you were supposed to send it to the sheriff. And let me tell you this. From what I'm gathering as we keep on going along in this, man, I'm seeing that it's more important that it gets to the sheriffs than everyone else. It's the sheriff that puts you on the list.
Yeah.
Don't you know that all the police work for the sheriff? They are deputized by the sheriff.
I got you.
You know what I mean? I thought it was, you know, the governor or someone else that puts you on the list. Nah, it's the sheriff. But you still
got
to put them on notice, you know what I mean, the governor and all that. See, so this is how they could write that bullshit, but you'll still be on the fucking list, and it's still working. Listen, I told y'all the Constitution says they have to do it. Why? Because to do anything other than that would force you to be a slave. They claim that you're under the situation because you volunteered. Or you're doing it by operation of law. In other words, you act like you're under the contract, so you must be under the contract. No, nigga. When I just found out, hold on, I ain't never signed that shit. Hell no, I'm not up under that, no. You know what I mean? They got to let me out. Because if they don't, that's straight slavery.
All right, Jay, I know you're blessing us with a little clarity, so I just want to ask just to make sure I'm clear, because I never did that before.
That's what hindsight's about. Hindsight 2020 is all
most
about
definitely.
That.
Most definitely.
I'm gonna bring that clarity.
Let me ask you a question. On the document that they sent to me, write no contract on that, or do I need to do a separate document?
Yo,
write it on
it
that.
Right there on the damn thing right there.
Yeah, I wrote it on
no
the
contract.
Paper that they sent me.
And then
no
get it
contract. Yup. Get it notarized and then send it back. Notary presentment. No contract, nigga.
I don't agree with what you're saying, nigga. You understand?
Yeah, I'm down for it, boy. I'm down for it.
I'm going to say this shit again about rebuttals. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
A rebuttal is this. We out. We partying, dang. Right? And boom.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, we get in an argument. We mad, right? And I say, yo, fuck you, you faggot-ass nigga. And you don't say nothing. You just walk away. Everyone that heard us is going to
think
you gay
that.
For real.
For real, for real.
They're going to think you gay because you ain't never said shit. You know
most
what I mean? You didn't even say, yo, nigga, you a homo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to rebut that shit.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't just let no one say something to you and let it stand.
Yeah. I got you, Jay. I got you.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that, man. So I'm right back at it, boy. And I'll keep you posted.
All right. That's what's up.
All right. And peace to my brother. What's his name again? What was his name?
That was our king.
Akeem.
Yeah. Okay. Peace to you, man. I appreciate that, bro.
All right. Peace.
For sure. For sure. Akeem, tell him who you are and tell him about your show on Hindsight, man. Do a little promo for yourself. Damn. Keith, tell him about you coming on Hindsight. And Khalifa, if you here, you gotta tell him you coming. Ron, you gotta say you coming. Damn.
Hey Jonah.
What's up?
Hey Jonah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I want to say my bad about earlier, man. The football coach, you know, some football season back in for them, man. Football coach that talked to them. So,
man, ain't nothing wrong with you being. You don't have to apologize for being a father, a good father. Come on.
Thanks, too, man. it took longer than I thought. You know what I mean? That's why I'm just getting back on. But.
Got you. It's all good. I mean, this is
hey,
how it
Jonah,
goes
that
down.
Brother, Eric, he's been waiting a while for the non-UCC question.
We just talked to Eric.
Did you?
Yeah, we already talked to Eric about non-UCC and his son, D.
Nah,
yeah,
that's
too
another
idea.
It's
hey,
another
Pete,
guy
man.
Named Eric.
Yeah, I think that's the that's a different.
Well, put them in. Let's put them in and let's see if that's the same Eric.
Well, just peace, God. Peace, everybody. Peace. Just name out, all right?
Eric.
All right, Dame. Peace. Yo,
peace.
Close
peace.
Them out. Right. Close them out. I'm not close to the computer. Close them out.
All right. Eric.
Bring them in.
He's in there.
Yes.
What's up? I told you we did him already.
Okay. We can use
this
another
Eric
line.
From Eric from Tennessee, man. We already
line,
talked
right.
to him. Yeah. Yo,
right,
man.
Peace, brother.
Hindsight is new.
Hey, Jonah. I need an hour, man.
You need an hour.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So, what you just going strong arm a hoe?
Hey, for that loud about it, what you said, we got to be strong.
Damn, make your movements bold. Damn. Yo, hold on. Let me say this. I didn't say shit.
I got
Robert,
you. I agree.
Robert Greene said that shit. He made 48 laws of power.
I agree.
All right. I'm going to try to get you in tomorrow and the other people, I'm backed up. I start doing seminars. I get backed up with the consultations, man. And then my site got hacked. It wasn't working right, so we wasn't even seeing the orders. But the site was still taking the money. You know what I mean? So I'm behind. I'm going to do my best to get caught up and get you in. I overstand.
Yeah, even the last time we've been on the phone with you, we done found the Secretary of State DBA, which I knew was there. I just didn't know. I already knew it was that, but I didn't think it through because I knew it needed an EIN. But now what you told me was, I feel you all the way on that. And the brother stepped in with something too on the put your name in the minister. I like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what's up, man. All right, then you can close him out and get another caller, Akeem, for me, please.
We got somebody in the chat room asking questions. What's the first thing you do for building credit for the estate?
The first thing that I did was I put myself that estate on Dun & Brad.
Okay.
Then once I had it on Dun & Brad, the next thing I did was I went and got a secured credit card for it. Now, some people, what they did was they just went and got a phone from Sprint in that name and had to put a deposit. It's a many a ways to do it. It's so easy. You know what I mean?
All right.
People with terrible credit did that shit and got perfect credit now as the state. I ain't lying. Keith.
Hey, Jonah.
For me, Keith. Yeah.
Yo.
Who was that?
This Ron. I was just going to let everybody know that Bank of America just secured credit cards for $1,000.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sweet.
A secured, you said?
Yeah, secured credit card for $1,000. So, boom,
right.
If you go give them $1,000, they're going to give you a card for $1,000. And that's a beautiful thing because it's going to show on the estate's credit that a major bank, like Bank of America, you got a card with them. It doesn't show secured. Let me tell y'all something. Before 1933, every loan that you got, you had to get it by secured methods. You had to show them that you didn't need the money for them to loan you the money. It's called collateral. Y'all got to get used to using and doing this shit our ancestors did. You want to borrow money, you had to give someone collateral. Right? So that's basically what secured means. I don't borrow shit unless I already had the money. Now, you might say, well, Jonah, then why borrow? Because there's a principle to getting rich, and it's called never use your own money when you use someone else's.
Right.
These are principles of getting rich. This is the principle of commerce. You know what I mean? Well, with that being said, yo, I stayed on for an hour and 30 minutes. Yo, get the word out. Hindsight is up and popping. Consultation Wednesday. It's more relaxed where y'all can get way more questions in the whole night. I appreciate y'all coming in and listening. We're going to call it a night because my dinner's ready.
Peace.
I appreciate y'all. Hey, Akeem, hit him with some music. Let's close it out nice.
Alright. Between you and Biggie, was like, who rules the nigga kingdom and shit, basically. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is like a fucking election. It's an election.
It is that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Me and Biggie's situation is smaller than that. Me and Biggie's situation is like
Central again. Black Mountain, John McWayne,
fucking screw up, got introduced to the game, got an ounce and fucking blew up, chopping rocks, so
crash as I laugh, pushing the gas when my clock blast. We was young and we was dumb, but we had heart. In the dark, where we survived through the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had, and plenty wishes. No hesitation and extermination of snitches. Indian bitches, they still continue to pursue me. A couple of movies, now the whole world trying to screw me. Even the cops tried to sue me. So what can I do but stay true? Sipping 22s of brewing now. The media is trying to test me. Got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. Misery is all I see, that's my mind state. My history with the police to shake the crime rate. My main man had two strikes slip. Got arrested and flipped. He screamed thug life and empty the clip. Got shot of running from the police.